Wichita is known as the air capital of the world, birthplace of Beechcraft and Cessna, and home to Spirit AeroSystems, Textron Aviation, and dozens of aviation supply companies. But continuing troubles with Boeing's 737 MAX and a downturn in air travel due to the pandemic have led to massive layoffs across the industry. Once again, raising the question, is Wichita too reliant on aviation? Megan Stringer recently looked into that question for the Wichita Eagle. She joined the paper earlier this year as an employment reporter through the Report for America program. We spoke to her about Wichita's economy and what diversification might look like.
So to diversify an economy, generally, it means a few different things. It means that you can expand the types of businesses that are in a city and an economy. It can also mean that you expand what products those businesses create, who their customers are, where they export to, where they sell to. For example, we look at Spirit AeroSystems, our largest employer here in Wichita, and for example, it has a partnership to manufacture medical ventilators now during the pandemic, picked that up pretty early on. It's not something that Spirit typically does, right? But they have the skills and they're able to train for that within their existing workforce. Also picking up more defense work. The company announced a couple months ago that it received an $80 million contract from the Department of Defense. So it's not a big brand new company, and it's not necessarily an expansion of Spirit, but it is Spirit saying, we can do different work. We have that capability with our workforce here, and those new projects are going to keep people employed.
Wichita, as you might imagine, has talked for decades, if not longer, about being less reliant on aircraft manufacturing. Has the city and the region made any progress at all on that front?
When I spoke with Jeremy Hill at WSU, he says that it is more diversified than we were decades ago. And there's a number of reasons for that. You know, some of it's very intentional that there has been some progress made over time. And some of it is creating opportunity out of necessity.
When aviation turns around, and it always has in the past, it may take a little bit longer this time, but it will turn. Do you think city leaders can resist the temptation to fall back on their reliance on aircraft manufacturing and abandon these diversification plans?
I think that will depend on the level of diversification that happens in the years that aircraft is making its recovery. So if they're able to be long-term investments in diversification in the next few years, then Wichita can stick to that. At the same time, when aircraft recovers, it's not a bad thing to return to it either.
Megan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
We've got more of my conversation with Megan Stringer and a link to her Eagle story at KMEW.org.